Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Stay tuned for a special bonus episode of this week's podcast.
Bulldogs Live continues now as we go back to Friday afternoon and New Year's Day following Georgia's thrilling last-second Peach Bowl win over Cincinnati. Let's listen to a few minutes with Dogs head coach Kirby Smart in the post-game Zoom press conference.
Kirby, on the play before the game-winning kick, you tried a deep pass. Were you confident in your kicker being able to make it from that distance without having to make a shorter completion to help his cause?
Great question. We go through that situation probably every week. You can ask our players. We do it all the time. It was a must situation, as Coach Munkin calls it, must get out of bounds. Okay, we must get out of bounds or get a completion for 5 yards. They had a really good call on. They brought pressure. They trapped the flat, and they brought a guy up the top, which is like a perfect call. They knew what they were doing. They knew we had to throw the ball out of bounds. We told JP it's either a shot out of bounds or throw a completion in the flat. And JT made a good decision. Threw the ball. I would have loved it if he'd hit it probably a little flatter. He might have got Jermaine for a touchdown, but they took a chance, and we wanted to take a chance if they were going to max blitz us. But, yeah, I felt comfortable. That's within Pod's range. Pod came and told me before the game he felt good around 37. So I think we were inside 37 at that time.
This is for Kirby. I guess strategy. Obviously, you're taking a chance there on punting the ball with the time left, but unbelievable play by your defense. So I think we all understand it. Just what were you thinking at that moment? And then can you just comment on your defense's play in the fourth quarter in particular?
Yeah, I probably agree with you, Chip. I mean, it's one of those that looking back, you still got the timeouts. You still got an opportunity to stop them. So it's one of those, I felt good to get it. We had gone for some fourth downs earlier that were probably longer than that even. I always believe if you've got momentum and stopping people, and defensively, I don't know how many three and outs we had or felt like we had momentum back. And we have a history here of, we call it get the ball back 4 minutes. We got to stop them to get the ball back. And I felt confident we could stop them with our timeouts. So we called one to not spend it on the punt. And then we called two. We actually gave up a first down. Give them credit. They had a good 4 minute plan. And the play they actually ran was a play we worked on down in the red area. It's a pick flat. And Tyreek Stevenson tried to play the flat and let his man go deep and then recovered and actually got the ball out, which was, probably the play of the game. If they complete that, we don't have a chance to win, and did a heck of a job. But looking back, maybe we should have gone for it there.
Kirby, obviously you've won a lot of big games this season, this pandemic. To win in this style with your defense shutting them down the last really two quarters outside that run, and then the offense, the long field, it looked like everything came together in the final minute. I don't know if it could have gotten any closer. Just your satisfaction level and what this victory means to you now.
Well, I'm certainly proud of our team, and I'm proud of the adversity we went through throughout the year with the pandemic. I don't think we played our best game today. I give my hats off to Cincinnati. They did a really good job defensively controlling our run game and offensively keeping us off balance enough with their quarterback run game, which we knew he was a good athlete. We knew he was a good runner. Probably didn't give him enough credit. We couldn't finish on him in the first half. And, they stole the touchdown right there at the end of the half, and they stole one back in the start of the second half. But I'm really proud of these guys and how hard they fought. I mean, I don't think anybody really truly understands, not just Georgia, but how hard it was on entire college football to be persistent and go this long and practice this long. And my hat goes off to the guys in the room.
That's Kirby Smart. Dogs are Peach Bowl champions following their 24-21 win over Cincinnati, finishing the season with a record of 8-2. Georgia's scheduled to open the 21 season against Clemson in Charlotte, North Carolina in September. More Bulldogs Live after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Commit to the G.
One-hander. The bunny is good off the right leg.
Oh, what a follow and a dunk.
Now drives wide open land. Good. Wheeler's done it again. How do you do with that finish? Leans in and floats it in from 15 and takes the lead for the win. Oh, he made it.
Follow Georgia on the hardwood all season on your home for the Dogs, the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Hey, DJ, Shockley, do you listen to podcasts?
I love podcasts.
Well, we have a podcast, and it's kind of the Bulldog podcast talk show that isn't always about the Georgia Bulldogs. Of course, we touch on it. We also have some great guests each week. Some of them went to Georgia and some of them didn't.
We have a good time. We talk about anything and everything, and usually it goes everywhere. So, Wes, where do we go from here?
The Shock and Ship Podcast. Find new episodes weekly and other great Bulldogs content at GeorgiaDogs.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
The Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Bulldogs Live continues. Anchoring the second hour of tonight's program, here's Jeff Dantzler.
Happy New Year. Hello, Bulldog Nation. From Tallapoosa to Tybee Light, over the hills of Habersham and through the marshes of Glen, from Tallulah Gorge to the shores of St. Simons, Blue Ridge to Bainbridge, around the southeast on the booming signal of WSB and throughout the world on the Georgia Bulldogs app, along with our network studio producer, Zach Jewell, and our on-site producers, Adam Gillespie, Ben Brandenburg, and Alan Thomas. I'm Jeff Dantzler, welcoming you to the second hour. You can tweet us, hashtag UGA Dog Talk, at RoadDog680, and at Jeff Dantzler TV. It was a stellar ending to the season and a tremendous beginning for 2021 as Georgia wins the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, defeating the Cincinnati Bearcats 24-21. And we'll have two of the heroes from the victory on with us tonight, Jack Podlesny and Jake Camarda. We'll get a report from the Golden Isles, from the Perry White of Bulldog Illustrated, Vance Levy, and play above, below, or in between as we continue on with the second hour on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Atlanta, you can tailgate from anywhere with Dos Equis, because nothing can stop college football's oldest tradition, drinking beer. Dos Equis, official beer sponsor of the college football playoff. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas White Plains, New York. Copyright 2020.
Northside Hospital reminds you to stay safe and stay healthy during the pandemic. It's easy to do a few simple things every day. Wash your hands frequently and disinfect hard surfaces in your home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Always wear a mask in public and wash your hands before and after removing your mask. And if you're in a crowded place, stay at least 6 feet apart from others. For more information and CDC safety guidelines, go to northside.com/COVID-19.
Atlanta, you can tailgate from anywhere with Dos Equis, because nothing can stop college football's oldest tradition, drinking beer. Dos Equis, official beer sponsor of the college football playoff. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas White Plains, New York. Copyright 2020.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At Community Coffee, we've been making great-tasting coffee for over 100 years. But what makes us different isn't just how long we've been around. It's how far we're willing to go in pursuit of the perfect cup. We select only the finest beans and use over four generations of family roasting experience to give you the richest, most delicious coffee around. Find Community Coffee at your local grocery store or visit communitycoffee.com to order some today.
We'll be right back. The great point guards are rare. They're true leaders with a work ethic that never wavers and a desire to win that's second to none. There's one truck like that, Ford F-150. It's smart, powerful, and never backs down from the toughest jobs. That's why Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck 43 years straight. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your local Ford dealer to score a great offer on F-150. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales.
Is Bulldogs Live. Let's rejoin Jeff Dantzler.
53 and a half yard drive near hash, kicking right, snap, hold, kick is away, it's reaching, and it is good, good, good. Hot Pod does it. All right, Hot Pod, he got it, he got it. And the Dogs have a 22-21 lead with 2 seconds remaining. 53-yarder. Flags are all over the field because the bench erupted. Everybody went on the field. We've got state patrolmen on the field. We've got managers and trainers and every player from the bench trying to get them back on the sideline and control the order here in the Peach Bowl.
Well, certainly one of the great bowl moments in the annals of Georgia football history, Jack Podlesny with the game winner. And he joins us this evening. Jack, congratulations on the kick. Has life changed for you much since the victory?
I wouldn't say it's changed much. You know, a lot of people reaching out and everything, but everything's really stayed the same.
Jack, are you in Athens now or are you down in St. Simons?
I actually left immediately with my family right after the game. Wanted to get home and spend as much time as I could with my family because I didn't get to do much of that during the season.
So have you been walking around the village or out on East Beach wearing your jersey?
No, I haven't. I've been going out on the beach, but not with my jersey, just with my dog.
That's awesome. There. Now, I have to ask you this. We've all done it before. Have you Googled yourself since the game-winning kick?
I actually have not Googled myself since the game-winning kick. I have done it a few times this season, but I have not done it yet.
Okay. So. Okay. Now, how has the attention been for you? I know you're very humble, but how has it been for you?
You know, it's been unreal, really, just having people reach out to me, people that I haven't heard from a while, and just to have the support from my community and them having my back, it's just felt amazing. But, I mean, as everyone says and as Coach Smart says, there is something as the 24-hour rule, and once those 24 hours are over, you need to move on and get your mind into the mindset of what can we do now.
Not when it's the last game of the year. I think you can enjoy it a little bit longer than that, Jack.
A little bit more.
Yeah, so proud of you there. And when we were doing the post-game show, several people tweet at us, and everyone in this room here has spent a lot of time in St. Simons. It's like a second home, and we love it that the island was absolutely upside down. And obviously it's Georgia through and through, but for the hometown hero to come through, everybody said St. Simons was just on fire on New Year's Day.
Yes.
All right. Jack, do you play golf?
I do. I dabble in it a little bit. Not okay. As much as Camarda does right now, but I dabble.
Yeah, we got Camarda coming up next. So this is a Ben Brandenburg special question here. Okay. If you won the Masters, now we all know this, when you get the green jacket, one of the best deals is the next year at the Champions Dinner, you get to pick what is served for dinner for the likes of Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson. What is Jack Podlesny serving as the Masters champion the next year at the Champions Dinner?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you can never go wrong with a nice low country boil.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I like great dinner to.
Yeah, Bubba did a fried chicken and some green beans and mashed potatoes, a good old Southern deal. I like it. Jack, what's the best Christmas present you ever got?
That I've ever gotten. Wow.
Yes.
That's a tough one right there. I don't know. You know, this year it was a lot of clothes. I didn't really ask for anything specific, but I got one. This, I would say, my favorite one this year was probably I got the necklace that I was actually wearing in my post-game interview. I got a cross necklace and has my initials, and it has the verse Psalm 27 on the back. That was probably one of my all-time favorites.
Well, I can tell you this. You gave the entirety of the Bulldog Nation a great late Christmas present on New Year's Day with the game-winning kick. What's going through your head leading up to it? Because as the drive went along, it was pretty apparent it's going to come down to a field goal here. How do you calm yourself? Obviously, you're focused there, but you know the entirety of the game is coming down to you. What's going through your mind?
Right. I noticed in about third quarter how the change in score might be a very close one, as it was. And so as the fourth quarter came down and the time was winding down, I went over and started warming up and just kind of told myself, like, I'm here for a reason and just to go back to the basics. And that's always helped with me. But the number one key is the stress that anyone would try and handle in that moment. And I would say the biggest thing for me is my breathing. We meet with a sports psychologist every other week during the season, and he helped me control my breathing with a breathing technique where I breathe in for 2 seconds and out for 4 seconds, and it calms my heart a lot. But just knowing that kick mattered a great deal really meant a lot. But I tried to change it in my head where every kick's the same and every kick matters the same.
Well, Jack, it was one of those kicks, too. It's like the term in golf. It was a thing of beauty, just like a putt that never gets outside the hole. It never got outside the upright. You started it right at the right one, and it was dead center. Did you have a particular point you were aiming for?
Yes, sir. I usually – my kicks usually tend to have a little curve to the left. They kind of bend inwards. And so I usually aim a little bit to the right of the middle, so if it curves in a little, I'm saving some room right there. But I mean, I was praying for the best.
Jack, where are your favorite places to eat in St. Simons and Athens? And when you're on that 5-hour drive in between, like for me, I always go down 15 and stop at the Dairy Lane. Do you have an in-between stop for you and your favorite spots to eat in Athens and St. Simons?
I would say my favorite spot on St. Simons is probably Crab Daddy's. Mm-hmm. Love that place. And favorite spot in Athens is definitely Last Resort.
All right.
But
what about a stop in between?
I don't really stop anywhere in between, just trying to get home or trying to get to Athens really quickly.
Well, they're the two greatest places in the world, Athens, Georgia, and St. Simons Island, Georgia. Literally the state is grinning from the mountains to the coast. Congratulations. Enjoy it. And I want to just leave you with this. What is this team capable of in 2021?
You know, I see and I hope that we can achieve a national championship in 2021. I think we have the talent, the skill set, and the mindset that a lot of people are possibly doubting that we do not have. But I think that we can achieve a lot more, and I'm looking forward to it.
Congratulations. Enjoy. Go eat a heap and a fried shrimp before you come back for class.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Jack Podlesny, one of the heroes, and what an epic kick, one that will live forever in Georgia lore as the Bulldogs win the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, defeating the Cincinnati Bearcats 24-21. The kickoff man, the punter, and the holder, and also a very big golfer, Jake Camarda, is on deck as we continue on with the second hour of Bulldogs Live here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Core Power's the official protein drink of Georgia basketball. Fueled by 26 grams of high-quality protein, your workout will never go to waste. Work hard, recover harder with Core Power. The official protein drink of Georgia basketball.
Everybody remembers the amazing light show last year when we ran the Fighting Irish out of Sanford Stadium that made Georgia the envy of college football. I'm Kenny Mullins, business manager for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 613. Every light in Sanford Stadium was installed by an IBEW electrician. We also light up the practice facility and many other buildings on campus. Learn more about the IBEW at IBEW613.org. Go Dawgs!
Atlanta, you can tailgate from anywhere with Dos Equis because nothing can stop college football's oldest tradition, drinking beer. Dos Equis, official beer sponsor of the college football playoff. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas White Plains, New York. Copyright 2020.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Catches it, the spin move, drop step to the baseline. He landed jam.
Steps back for three. Found it from way downtown.
Drives the lane. Kaboom! Count it. And gets the foul. Are you kidding me?
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan with game-changing tech that makes every drive as exciting as a game-winning buzzer beater. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Get ready for tip-off at the UGA Bookstore, featuring the best Bulldogs gifts and apparel. Shop all the great brands at the UGA Bookstore like Nike, Tommy Bahama, Vineyard Vines, and Southern Tide. The UGA Bookstore is the exclusive home of the UGA 10 collection by Peter Millar. The UGA Bookstore in the heart of campus next to the Tate Student Center. Shop online 24/7 at ugabookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's Jeff Dantzler.
Well, it's the other half of the Jake and Jack combo. Jake Camarda, he's the best punter in the country. Jake, congratulations on the victory. Second time you've done it. I think it was against Tennessee as well. We have a 15-yard penalty on a celebration, and you just hammer an epic kickoff. Tell us about the kickoff there after Jack's field goal and then everybody storming the field to get the 15-yarder.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, funny thing is, you know, Jack nails that field goal, and I'm standing on the field with my arms up in the air like we just made this, like we just won this game. And I actually managed to glance over at the, the scoreboard kind of area, and I saw that there were 2 seconds left. I was kind of like, oh, wait, we still got to kick off. Like, this game still isn't over yet. And so at that moment, I kind of knew, like, all right, like, got to get back into the zone and just know that we got to have, we got to get a good kick here and do whatever we got to do to help our team out here.
Jake, I want to take you back. When you and your dad came on a recruiting trip, 3, 4, 5 years ago, I want to tell you how important you are. The great Kevin Butler actually passed on a round of golf to come and meet your dad to help woo you to come here. And I know you're a golf junkie as well. I'm just telling you, that says a lot about how important you are and how good you are that KB blew off a round of golf for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that is quite a move right there. All right. Someone blows off a round of golf.
Now, I know you're big into golf. Jack said you were just a golf junkie there, so I'm going to give you the Ben Brandenburg special right here. My ultimate dream would be to win a national championship for Georgia and win the Masters. And so maybe you can do both of those things. If you win the Masters the next year, champions dinner for Watson, Woods, Player, Nicklaus, what are you serving at the Masters champions dinner?
You know, there's so many different ways you can go with this. You know, different guys like to do different things. You know, I think they're talking about DJ wanting to do sandwiches or something like that. I personally, if it was up to me, the meal that would make most sense, you know, if the meal that all the guys that know me would laugh around would be, it would have to be chicken fingers and hamburgers. I mean, it has to be chicken fingers and hamburgers. That just makes sense.
I love it. Hey, you're the champion. You get to pick whatever you want. All right, Jake Camarda, All-American punter. What kind of music do you listen to? You a Zeppelin guy? You a Beatles guy? What do you like?
No, to be honest, you know, I kind of listen to a lot of everything. It really kind of just depends on what I'm in the mood for. When it comes to, like, pregame, though, I actually have a very kind of specific playlist I got. I play a lot of Christian music before games. Keeps me calm. It lets me get in the right mindset, gets the right things going through my head. And then I do play, like, a little bit of rap here or there before games. So those are probably my go-to. But when it's, like, the off season, I mean, it's pretty much country all the way around.
Okay. Are you a George Strait fan? He's my favorite country artist.
To be honest, I like them all. I like Jason Aldean a lot, too.
Okay. Yeah, he's a big Bulldog fan. That's good to know there. Do you have a movie or a TV show that's an all-time favorite for you?
All right. So when it comes to movies, you know, I'm probably a big Star Wars guy. Big Star Wars guy. I love Star Wars. So, I mean, that's hands down my favorite movie series. But if it came down to, like, a single movie, you know, I'd probably just put all the Star Wars movies together. A single movie, probably a movie called Men of Honor.
Okay. I am an enormous Star Wars fan as well, so we could talk about this for days. Is Empire Strikes Back the best Star Wars movie of all time?
Gosh, you know, Empire Strikes Back is up there. It's definitely in my top three. It's going to be close for me, though, because I'm a big Revenge of the Sith guy.
Yep.
I mean, you put Revenge of the Sith on right now, I could probably quote about 90% of the movie.
Was Darth Maul killed off too easily?
Ooh, that's a good one. You know, I think it would have been interesting. I would have been interested to see what Darth Maul could have done had he come back and attacked the clones. I think that would have been, you know, like, you kind of add that to the whole story. I think that would have been really interesting to see what happens there.
Hottest Star Wars babe of all time, Princess Leia or Queen Amidala?
I mean, you got to go with Queen Amidala there.
I hear you, but I'm just telling you, for me, I'm 48. When Leia was sitting there in Jabba's palace in that bikini, that was a sight to see.
Yeah, I think it just depends on which movies you were watching first.
All right. What can this Georgia team do in 2021, Jake?
This Georgia team can do a whole lot. Got a lot of really great guys, really great athletes, and I think this Georgia team is destined for success.
You know, Jake, the win was obviously so huge. I mean, everybody knows probably just a small portion of the dedication, the sacrifices that all you guys made to get this season in. Did you feel like it was not only a way to cap the 2020 season, but it was a good springboard into next year?
Absolutely. You know, going out in a bowl game with a loss is something that I've done before, and it is it's tough after that. And it's not something that, you know, you love to see, and it's kind of tough to rebound from a loss because, you know, nobody likes to lose. But, you know, coming off of a win and coming off of a positive note like we did this past game, you know, I think that's really awesome. It kind of shows all the young guys, you know, like what they have to look forward to. And it's a really good stepping stone for us.
Jake, for me, I was 10 years old and got Sugar Bowl tickets when we lost to Penn State for the national title on 1-1-83. That was far and away the greatest Christmas present I ever got. What's the best or your favorite Christmas gift you ever received?
Gosh, you know, favorite Christmas gift I've ever received. That's just, you know, I honestly couldn't even put my finger down on one, to be real with you. I just don't know. I mean, that's such a – because it kind of changes, you know, over time, every year, you know. Like, when you're younger, you know, it's probably like a little toy truck you got. You know, you get a little older and you get, like, this really nice jacket, and all of a sudden it's the jacket. So I think it kind of just depends. It kind of just changes over time. So I don't know if I could put my finger down on just that one favorite one.
All right, if you got to go to a galaxy far, far away and could fly one spaceship and one spaceship only, mine would be Darth Vader's TIE fighter with the curved wings. What are you taking?
Oh boy. Oh, that's getting a lot of options there. I might have to say, Darth Maul's ship was pretty cool, but so is General Grievous. I really like General Grievous' ship, so I might have to go with General Grievous' ship.
By the way, how awesome were the two scenes that Vader was in Rogue One?
Oh my gosh, that made Rogue One worth it.
Agreed.
I mean, Rogue One itself was going to be a little bit of a spinoff, kind of see where it was going to go. But the fact that they were able to squeeze Darth Vader in there, I mean, that just made it for me.
When he lit up for the last scene, it might be the best scene in Star Wars history. Agree?
Oh, it's certainly up there. I mean, I watch it and I get chills.
Jake, love to talk Georgia football and Star Wars with you anytime. I was an easy kid growing up for my parents. It was Georgia football or Star Wars at Christmas. I was an easy kid to buy for. I'm guessing you were the same.
Absolutely.
Well, Jake, congratulations on a tremendous season. And, you know, when we win the national championship next year, that'll be the biggest Christmas present that the Georgia Bulldogs have ever gotten.
There is no doubt about that one.
Jake, appreciate the time, buddy. Enjoy.
Yes, thank you so much. Be good.
All right. I'm telling you, that would be the bars from Super 70s Sports, like a good 70s buddy cop show, Jack and Jake. Good team right there. Appreciate it, fellas. We're going to talk with Vance Levy. He is the Perry White of Bulldog Illustrated, the editor there, and see just how crazy it got down on the Rock. Bulldog fans, you can tune in on Sunday at midnight, WSB TV Channel 2. AT will just be coming in at that hour. Catch the all-new series, Georgia All Access, new weekly episodes providing updates and in-depth coverage on a variety of Georgia Bulldogs teams. That's Georgia All Access, Sunday, midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, or anytime next week at GeorgiaDogs.com. This is the second hour on the Bulldog Hotline on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
No one gets you closer to SEC sports than SiriusXM. Tune in to shows on SEC Radio hosted by experts like Peter Burns, Chris Doering, Aaron Murray, and me, Jacob Hester. Plus, get conference news, analysts, and much more. From the offseason through the postseason, we've got your team covered anywhere you go. And now, you can try us out for free. Get a free trial to take your team with you on your phone, online, and at home. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License Number 6578.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
This holiday season, hurry into the Road Home sales event and conquer any terrain on your trip back with the remarkably versatile BMW X3, the spacious BMW X5, or the iconic 3 Series. This year, don't just take the road home, truly experience it in the ultimate driving machine. Hurry into the BMW Road Home sales event for exceptional offers today.
Take advantage of our holiday credit today. Visit BMWATL.com for details. Go Dawgs!
If you thought you saw the last of the double cheeseburger pizza from Papa John's, think again, because it's back again. And now they're debuting the sequel as a papadilla, a quarter pound of beef, zesty burger sauce, and pickles on crispy flatbread crust. Again, one more time, get a large double cheeseburger pizza for just $12, or a new double cheeseburger papadilla for $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Again. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Here again is Jeff Dantzler.
It's the stuff off the air that's available in our special podcast edition. Those really get the ratings there. Welcome back. Thanks to Ben and Alan and Zach and Adam for doing all of their great work. As the second hour continues on, we go back to the coast with the one and only Vance Levy. Vance, I appreciate you being with us, bud. After the game, KB and I were getting several texts and tweets and messages that the island was absolutely upside down with the hometown hero, Jack Podlesny, delivering the game winner.
Man, what you really realize is how much everyone really just loves the young man and thinks so highly of him. And, you know, just his journey to get in that place, that alone is a story. I mean, you know, nobody knew who he was, you know, up until a couple of weeks before the season. So, yeah, everyone down here is obviously very excited. I was texting my brother to make sure we got him on the front page of the Brunswick News the next morning. So, yeah, very exciting. He was on a billboard this morning. So everyone's pumped about him coming through. And the big thing is how much Georgia needed that victory. It's a whole different scenario for the Bulldog Nation right now if that field goal comes up short or wide right or left.
No doubt about it. Now, is that on the billboard when you cross the causeway and you go left to go Brunswick or right to go back
yep.
home? Awesome. Yep, that's fantastic.
Yep. They congratulated him, and so that I think he I saw on social, he thanked everybody in the community for the support, which I heard he did earlier when you had him on. So, I mean, very humble young man, and so great to see such a big moment come through for him.
You know, Vance, in recruiting this year, one of the things I really loved is Kirby and the staff reeled in 7 of the top 10 prospects consensus in the state of Georgia. So when you get a guy from the state who comes through, you just realize what it means in that town. And I think Jack is a great example and just what that means to Glenn County to have one of your own go up and just have this epic moment that'll live forever in Georgia Bowl lore.
No, absolutely. And then, you know, when you go back to when we were kids, having a kicker from Georgia is so special. You know, Rex Robinson, of course, Butler. I mean, I was thinking about it today when I was thinking about going on with you. I mean, it's so cool that it's a kid from Georgia. I mean, we've had some good kickers that weren't from Georgia, but it certainly makes you even more proud. And particularly, yeah, I went to Glenn Academy, so, you know, it was a big Red Terror moment as well.
I know for me, being from Statesboro, when we had Cassius Osborne up here, and then recently a player like D'Angelo Tyson or Justin Houston, when they make a big play, it does feel extra special. Now Vance, obviously Georgia-Florida is a different animal, and when the Dogs win in Jacksonville, the island is upside down and up for grabs. For a non-Georgia-Florida, how would you rate the level of excitement of this win compared to some others? Is it right up there at the top?
I mean, you got to put it on up there just because, like I said earlier, if we don't win the game, then, I mean, can you imagine what the storylines are right now? You know, everyone's talking about what a disappointing season it was, and now it's all about starting the year on the perfect note to what should be, you know, 2021 has so much potential. I know that's what we always say being fans of Georgia, but, you know, we've got a lot of talent coming back, and, you know, making the kick was also the cherry on top for just one of the better, like, best special teams years we've had in a long, long time. And, you know, that matters when you're trying to get, you know, over the final hurdle, which is under Kirby Smart, which is where we are. So, you know, you can only be so excited about where our special teams has come along this year. I mean, what an incredible year.
A couple of plays to not be forgotten. I think Tyreek Stevenson's breakup on their third down play was the play of the game, and then Jake Camarda, the kickoff, because I'm sure a lot of us are having flashbacks to Tennessee in 2016. Don't squib it. And Jake absolutely hammered it. They have to down it on the 2.
Absolutely. And again, it's sort of everything culminated special teams-wise that, you know, you got to give credit to Scott Cochran. I mean, what a great year for special teams.
Now, Vance, you played defensive back at Glenn Academy. You need to tell everybody your position and your height and weight. When you were the Thomas Davis of what were we back then? Because I was in state. Were we region 3-4A? Is that right?
Yeah, I think we were. Yeah, 3-quad A.
Okay.
Region 3-quad A. I was 135, 5'4", 135.
Just locking it down.
And I was a. And unfortunately, you know, Noshon, I reminded Cherie the other night when Najee jumped over that fella. I was like, you know, Noshon's really the one that started all that jumping over people. Had that been around, I would have been in trouble because all my tackles were ankle chasers for sure.
Well, we love it, Vance. Enjoy the win. And, oh, my gosh, it's just so great that Georgia won the way the Bulldogs did and was a perfect wrap on the holidays. And I think it sends us into 2021 with even more optimism of what should be a great year.
I mean, you just can't wait till it gets here. And you hope everything, you know, out there in the health world, you know, provides us an almost normal season. Opening up at Clemson, you know, if that holds, I mean, it was, how exciting will that be? That's the first thing I did the January 2nd was book a room in Charlotte. So, you know, would I have done that if we lost? Probably not.
Of course you would have. Just they'll always pull you back in. But it was definitely a great win. And I know everybody in the Golden Isles is just thrilled with it. Vance, I appreciate you taking some time with us, bud.
Yeah, man, enjoyed it, and be good.
All righty.
Go dog.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll play a little above, below, or in between with Adam, with Alan, and with Ben. Georgia fans, at the UGA Bookstore, you'll find the best selection from the biggest brands like Nike, Peter Millar, Johnny O, Vineyard Vines, 47 Brand, and Southern Tide. At the UGA Bookstore, there's something for every Bulldog fan. The UGA Bookstore is located next to the Tate Student Center, open 7 days a week. And remember, you can always shop online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where the dogs shop. Of course, I'd always stop off at the bookstore coming to games. And, oh, man, freshman year when you got to go upstairs to buy books. That ain't as fun as buying the new jerseys and t-shirts. I'll promise you that. All right, we are playing above, below, or in between as we continue on with the Sterling second hour on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Put on your red and black, grab your foam finger, and get ready to unleash the dogs. Scana Energy is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Every day is a dog day here, so get loud, Georgia. Join Scana Energy as we unleash the savings and cheer our team to glory this basketball season. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com to save.
No one gets you closer to SEC sports than SiriusXM. Tune in to shows on SEC Radio hosted by experts like Peter Burns, Chris Doering, Aaron Murray, and me, Jacob Hester. Plus, get conference news, analysts, and much more. From the offseason through the postseason, we've got your team covered anywhere you go. And now, you can try us out for free. Get a free trial to take your team with you on your phone, online, and at home. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At Subway Restaurants, deals are delicious. And right now, you can choose from two great deals on delicious meals. Get a 6-inch cold cut combo, spicy Italian, or Black Forest ham, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $6. Or choose a 6-inch chicken and bacon ranch melt, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, or steak and cheese, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $7. Either way, you get a great deal on a delicious meal, only at Subway Restaurants. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras, plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Now more than ever, it's important to support our local businesses, whether it's your favorite pizza place or your neighborhood barber. That's why I'm a proud member of Georgia's Own Credit Union. Georgia's Own has been serving our local community for more than 85 years. Whether they are saving you money on a checking account or credit card, or supporting the people, places, and teams that we've grown to love, Georgia's Own can't be beat. To learn more, visit their website at georgiasown.org. I'm Chuck Dowdle, and I'm one of Georgia's Own.
Is Bulldogs Live. Let's rejoin Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. It is the second hour. We have our esteemed guests with us. All right, Ben, you got to put the headphones on. We got Ben Brandenburg, Alan Thomas, and the road dog, Adam Gillespie, with us. Adam, yeah, the mic goes. There we go. He's the engineer. Zach Jewell, our network studio producer. All right, AT, playing a little above, below, or in between. Well, the name of the game is self-explanatory.
And again, this show is taking off across the country, this game show. And we've got to follow tonight's theme with having Jack and Jake both on. So we're going to talk a little kicking.
Love it.
And tonight's category for above, below, and in between are going to be greatest Georgia made field goals.
Okay.
I know your partner, Kevin Butler, his name will have to be mentioned in here someplace, but it'd be interesting to see if he would take us down a whole nother road that were field goals that we thought were important that weren't, and field goals that we didn't think important that were would be interesting. But as you know, we got to set a baseline for this, and since we had Jack Podlesny on, a 53-yarder with 2 seconds left, not at the horn, with 2 seconds left to win the Peach Bowl is going to be our baseline. It's a heck of a field goal, a record for the Peach Bowl.
Yeah, and you're talking about a top 10 matchup in a major bowl game. It's an all-timer. It's definitely one of the greatest kicks that Georgia's ever had.
All right, so our next kick that we're going to put in, they're going to go back to 1978, Lexington, Kentucky. Coming back from 16 down, and Rex Robinson nails a 29-yarder for the 17-16 win, and you already hit it with the Munson call.
That Munson, I think that night in the 82 Auburn game was the absolute best he's ever been. The call leading up to that, and it was a crystal clear night. That was one of those deals. I said on WSB, you could hear it from Miami to Maine. And Alan, we're old enough to remember back when there was only one game on. At night, you would scan the radio trying to find games, and a lot of people heard Larry Munson make his magic. So I love you, Pod, but Rex Robinson, the whole stadium standing. Nah, some of them are upside down, but they're trying to stand. Yeah, so Rex, my man, number five, is going above.
And still to this day, Munson has never said that the field goal was good. It was watch it, watch it, watch it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I love it.
Okay, next we're going to go 1976, Alan Leavitt, a game winner with 9 seconds left to beat Tech 13-10 in what I hear was a driving rain.
It was raining, and it was 10-10, and our quarterback, Ray Goff, fumbled. And then Tech turned it over. Bill Krug got the ball back, and we played it safe, and Leavitt made the kick. Rex's is more famous, and it was, I would say, just when it goes down in Georgia lore, it probably means more. But for the SEC champs to beat Tech, God knows. Yeah, we've never lost to them as SEC champs. So I'm going to put Alan Leavitt's kick to beat the enemy above Rex Robinson. Adam, what do you think about that?
Oh, I know you have a special place in your heart for beating Tech, so I had no doubt that was going to go above for you. But, I'll go with you and take your advice on that as well. These are kind of outdating my memory.
No, but those are some all-time greats there, Leavitt and Robinson. All right, what do we got next?
All right, if you're going to go with those names, then you got to go to 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Butler against Clemson. 60 yards for the 26-23 win, and my all-time favorite is his walk away, nice and calm, one finger up, as well as the story of course, him getting Coach Dooley to make sure that he allowed him to kick the 60-yard. But Kevin Butler, 84 against Clemson.
That's number one. It is amongst the most famous calls that Larry Munson ever had. He fell out of his chair when that happened, and it was just, oh, my God, oh, my God, and the crowd was going nuts. To this day, a lot of fans will tell you,
that's the craziest that Sanford Stadium has ever been. And that was also back in the day when those old POS cups, you would throw them from the top to the bottom and from the bottom to the top, and it would look like a snowstorm. And it was, I'm sure for event management in those days, it was a nightmare. But as a kid, it was awesome. But I've got friends who said they wound up in, you know, seats four rows down from where they were. Just awesome. And the great Michael Pernforce has a good story for that. The tennis team, they were in their seats, and Michael, after the game's over, because they kind of ran a little Cal Stanford play and the clock struck zero, they had Igwebuike, who was a great kicker, but Perny's leaving to go down, and he said, George Bezekny and Alan, where are you going? I'm going down to be with Kevin. Goes, what are you talking about? Goes, Coach McGill got him a press pass, and all it said on there was Swedish newspapers. So Michael got down there with KB, and it was pretty awesome. But that is one of the all-time epic moments in Georgia history.
Well, there's only one left that I'm going to put in here, and this is the only one of these field goals that did not necessarily win the game at the moment, but this field goal was probably as important as anything about winning the game.
I know where you're going.
Pasadena, California, Rodrigo Blankenship with a 55-yarder just before halftime to set the Rose Bowl record and kind of turn that game in a different direction.
It certainly did, and it really started with Tay Crowder doing a great job catching the squib kick. So I'm going to put Rod's field goal in between Butler's and Levitt's at number two. I mean, that Rose Bowl victory – it's one of the five most important in Georgia history, certainly. And I don't think we get it without that kick. So I'll put it between Butler and Levitt. So here's my order. I've got KB, Hot Rod, Levitt, Rex, and Pod, 1 through 5. Ben, what do you got?
Yeah, I'll jump in here. You know, love KB, one of my favorite guys, you know, to be around. But I wasn't born until 1986, so you know some of those names I'm sitting here waiting for.
By the way,
you know,
there were a lot of conceptions that night. George, I'm going to promise you that.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here thinking of a name, you know, to make a list of greatest kicks. You know, Billy Bennett's a name that comes to mind for me.
Beating
Alabama in 02 was huge.
He was man enough that day.
You
know, he's just a name. He didn't have any of these these huge kicking moments, but he was just so steady. You just trusted him that he was going to make it every time he was in there. And one of the things that sticks out to me about Billy is, you know, anytime you see a coach ice the kicker, you know, call a timeout to ice the kicker, he would run back and take a practice kick off the tee. He would run back to the sideline, kick into the net, then run back out. I don't know how he stayed, you know, in shape well enough to not be winded when he got back on the field. But every time I see a coach ice the kicker, I always think about Billy. And he was a stud soccer player, so maybe that's why he and he's an Athens guy. You know, he's an Athens Academy guy.
And he was at We Are Marshall.
So. I'm going to tell you, that was one of the kicks that was probably the first kick left off was the 0-2 Alabama in winning that game over there that was, again, are we man enough? And Billy Bennett said, yes, we are.
So for me, Butler's kick to beat BYU with Steve Young threw the 6 picks. That was the first game ever attended in Sanford Stadium. It was 4.5 days after we beat defending national champion Clemson on Labor Day night. That was a great week. So, AT, what order did you go with here?
You know, I'm probably with you. That the Rodrigo is the one in that stadium at that second when I watched and saw it. I said, that's it. That was an amazing kick. And it was such a big thing to turn a game around, really giving us the chance to go in the second half. And a lot of things happen in that football game that are just the most amazing things to sit there and watch. So that one's there. But, you know, I probably stick with 84 and Kevin, and mostly because his reaction, he knew it from the time that it left his foot, and he just turned and walked. While the rest of the stadium's going nuts, he was like, what do y'all didn't think I couldn't make it? So that was in there. The Levitt game winner, again, didn't see that, and becoming a Georgia fan 17 years ago, hearing more stories about Alan Levitt as a kicker is probably the name. Everybody talks Rex. Everybody talks Kevin. You know, Levitt's an All-American as well, and that's a name. But to win a game against your arch rival in a driving rain's big time to do it. So I would probably go Kevin number one. I would go Rodrigo's kick number two. I'll go Levitt's three, Rex Robinson's four, and it's hard to believe I'm going to sit here and say such a great kick by Jack would be number five. But top five of all time – pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good. John Casey's game winner against Arkansas in the Liberty Bowl in 87 was a great, but also beat Bama in 90.
Claude Felton also had that one on his list when he and I chatted a little earlier today when I went to the Claude Father for a little reinforcement here.
Oh, man. All right, Road Dog, what you got? What's your order here?
Well, there is no way I'm going to not put our Bulldog Brunch buddy at number one.
He'd kill you.
I sure would. So Kevin Butler is going to definitely be at number one. I mean, I know that's not the game, but if there could be a 1A and 1B, it would be 1B would be that Rose Bowl kick. So I'm going to put that at 2. That whole game was just outstanding. Even though it wasn't a game-winning kick,
right?
It really helped turn the tide for Georgia, you know, getting some points before halftime there, right?
Yeah.
And then coming back out and dominant, getting it going. Rex, is a good friend, so
he's
I'm gonna
awesome.
Put him at 3, and he's a great guy. I love Rex;
he's awesome.
I'll do number 4 is Allen
Levitt.
Levitt, yes, sure, okay. And then nothing against Pod; it was a great kick, and I loved it a couple days ago. I was running around screaming, giving hugs in the press box when you're not supposed to cheer in the press box. We'll put him at number 5. But it was a great kick and a great moment in time in Georgia history that will definitely go down.
It certainly was. Great stuff there. And that is our latest edition of Above, Below, or In Between, the game show that's sweeping the nation. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. We will say goodnight. As we put a bow on this one, it is the second hour on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Even before the victory celebration is over, great teams are back at it the next day, working to get even better. The team at Ford understands how hard work and dedication pay off. Over the last 30 years, Ford Explorer has been America's best-selling SUV. In fact, all Ford SUVs, like Explorer, Escape, and Edge, are built for victory. Score a great offer today at your local Ford dealer. Based on total cumulative OEM reported U.S. sales for all SUVs from calendar year 1990 through calendar year 2019.
No one gets you closer to SEC sports than SiriusXM. Tune in to shows on SEC Radio hosted by experts like Peter Burns, Chris Doering, Aaron Murray, and me, Jacob Hester. Plus, get conference news, analysts, and much more. From the offseason through the postseason, we've got your team covered anywhere you go. And now, you can try us out for free. Get a free trial to take your team with you on your phone, online, and at home. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is clean and safe for players every game at Stegman Coliseum. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com.
Put on your red and black. Grab your foam finger and get ready to unleash the dogs. Scana Energy is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Every day is a dog day here, so get loud, Georgia. Join Scana Energy as we unleash the savings and cheer our team to glory this basketball season. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com to save.
Welcome back one final time as we wrap things up on the second hour. Dog Nation, for all your Georgia athletics information needs, be sure to log on to GeorgiaDogs.com. From tracking event results to exclusive behind-the-scenes coverage, GeorgiaDogs.com has you covered. Also, be sure to check out the G-Shop for exclusive releases of Nike sideline official apparel, just like the coaches wear. Visit GeorgiaDogs.com and the G-Shop today, and we're in black, black, gray, and black today, all with that famous Georgia logo on there. Thanks so much for being with us tonight, and I guess, is this in the podcast world as well? Yeah?
It is in the podcast world. Well, second hour.
Second hour. That's great. So next time you're on a trip, listen to this. we've kind of become podcast. Emily got me hooked on some podcasts too. So I'm slowly making my way into the 1990s. Thanks to Alan Thomas. Thanks to Ben Brandenburg. Thanks to Adam Gillespie. And thanks so much to Zach Jewell. Guys, y'all are the best. Enjoyed it.
We're going a lot of basketball next week.
Got
a lot of basketball.
On Wednesday against LSU. Lady Dogs at South Carolina. Then Saturday, Sunday again.
Play basketball. Gymnastics, too, this week.
And Georgia's swimming and diving. They got a diving meet coming up, too.
We had one on the weekend, too.
All right, good stuff. Alan watches a lot of volleyball. Thanks for being with us. It's the second hour here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
The Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. You've been listening to Bulldogs Live. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare, the official healthcare provider for the Georgia Bulldogs. Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit Northside.com. And by Dos Equis. Cheer on your favorite team with a Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Bulldogs Live is an exclusive presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Powered by Learfield, IMG College, and JMI Sports. Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!